For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can I turn on your radio?
Yes, already.
It's almost showtime.
Who's your favorite talk radio personality?
That's Todd.
He's weird.
Monday through Friday.
He's strange.
5 to 7.
Sloppy.
I mean, he sounds perfect.
He's dreamy.
What do you say? Let's get it going.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. You know, yeah, it's a goofy name, okay? Hi, what's your name?
Todd. I'm Todd.
It is Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. We got the live stream up and rolling. It's on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I love that clip from George Carlin. I love it so much. I've used it off and on throughout my radio career. Just, I love it. But, you know, I talked about this one night, and I wasn't planning to bring this up, but this came up maybe a week or so ago. Sometimes the shade that is thrown on people by the name of Todd. And somebody made a great point on the live stream. Usually, if it's some sort of dorky guy in a sitcom, his name's Todd. Right? Or some annoying coworker who questions how many supplies you are taking from the supply closet. His name's Todd. And probably most memorable for me, visiting some friends of mine who were about to have a baby. And they had a book, and it was, you know, baby book name. And they were having a girl, so fortunately, there was no danger in this child being named Todd. However, the book says, don't name your son Todd, because women who marry somebody named Todd are settling. That's what the book said. Oh, my. Anyway, tonight on the show, we've got a car into a house. We've got crazy neighbors. This is out of Indiana. An HOA board member caught on camera doing something absolutely disgusting, not once, but twice, to a member of their community. Unbelievable. Also, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about a Guinness World Record, the tallest dog. Remember that? It was a Great Dane, a Great Dane named Kevin. We have an update on Kevin, and it's not good. So we're going to talk about that. We got mail call, also some naked news. But first, we got to get to, car into a house.
Start the car.
Your crash car.
In local news, a spectacular car crash.
Car, house, car.
I need to give Edgehead Patricia a big shout out here. She sent me pictures along with details of a car that went into a house, actually a garage, on Saturday down in Middletown. Now, Middletown, we have a lot of listeners down in Middletown. We count Middletown as part of our listener viewing area, if you will. They're kind of out of the quote-unquote Dayton market, but Middletown for sure. We have a lot of listeners down there, and we love you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But Patricia sent a picture. Some sort of sedan crashed into a garage door in the front of the house. Of course, the garage was closed. And it turns out that this was a coworker of Patricia who sent me this information. And it also turns out it was some sort of delivery driver who thought the car was in park. When they got out of their car to deliver whatever it was they were delivering. It's not an Amazon vehicle, so my guess is going to be some sort of like DoorDash. And I would imagine that, you know, that could be a bit treacherous when you think about it. If you're a door dasher and you've got a lot of meals you want to deliver, you want to, you know, get it done, you might be too quick and think the car is in park and actually you've put it in neutral or something like that. You get out of the car, you walk to the front door, and suddenly the car starts rolling, and then, yeah, it can happen. So that is number 63. 60, is that right? 63? I think so. 63 or 64. I forgot to write it down. I forgot to write it down the other day. I'll have to check, but it's another one to the list, this time in Middletown. So thank you for that, Patricia. And she also said that she let her coworker know that I was going to talk about it on the show, and she introduced her coworker to my show. Her coworker had no idea, I guess, about the show. So hopefully we will gain another edgehead, if they don't mind me making fun of the fact that their garage got smashed. We've got this crazy story about
what kind of neighbors you got.
Oh, quite the worst neighbors. Neighbors, and they make me
64.
Sick. Crazy ass neighbor.
Well, 64.
Well, if it isn't my neighbor.
Thank you, Cal.
Neighbors, you are tedious.
You are the worst neighbor in the world.
I hate my neighbors.
Oh, by the way, we have Beach Boy tickets tonight. When you hear Good Vibrations, be the fifth caller at 937-457-1290, and we're going to hook you up with tickets to the show. It's July 1st at Frey's Pavilion. And not only are you going to win tickets to the show, which is cool enough, but they're in the third row. And like I said last night, you'll be close enough that Mike Love can spit directly on you. So that's something to look forward to. All right, so this crazy neighbor story, this is from, now, it's new. It says New Palestine, Indiana. I know that we had the big train derailment last year, and there was a big debate as to whether it was Palestine or Palestine. It is Palestine in Ohio. However, I'm not sure what it is in Indiana, if it's New Palestine or Palestine. Do you know, Parker, here? You're from Indiana.
Palestine.
Oh, it's just like the one in Ohio.
It's the same.
Oh, yes. Okay. I got you. Well, thank you for that. I'm glad you're here. A retired and board member of a neighborhood HOA is accused of defecating on the side of a neighbor's house. Court documents reveal that a homeowner there in New Palestine went out to mow his lawn on May 29th, only to find a pile of human feces beside his air conditioning unit. This wasn't the first time, though, the homeowner found human poop piled beside his home. Has this ever happened to anybody? I know, like a year or two ago, we had a lady call in. I want to say somewhere in Belmont that there was a serial pooper on the loose. And actually you can find that, call on my, YouTube channel. Just type in Evening Edge serial pooper and my face will show up right there. You'll see it, but you can listen to the call. But this wasn't the first time he caught the culprit on camera. This has happened a few times. The homeowner caught an unknown woman on video surveillance entering his lawn the first time on May 2nd. That same day, he found that she left a gift, in air quotes, piled alongside his house. Then it happened again on May 29th. Homeowner contacted cops, handed over the surveillance footage, and captured the serial pooper in the act. In the video, a woman is clearly seen dropping her pants in broad daylight, squatting beside an air conditioning unit to empty her bowels. Deputies ended up pegging the serial pooper as a retiree who not only lived in the area, but was a sitting board member of the neighborhood HOA. So this woman somehow put in charge or given some sort of responsibility in her neighborhood to look after things, right? And that's really what HOA board members are. They're spies. They're watching every move you make to make sure that you follow the rules. But in this case, she was dropping deuces all throughout the neighborhood. Well, at least this guy's house. The woman denied being the person in the video, but of course, when the cops showed her the video of her in action, She allegedly changed her tune. According to police, the woman told deputies she had no vendetta against the homeowner and simply had to use the restroom. Oh, come on. Come on. Maybe once. Once. I would let somebody get away with that. I mean, she's an older lady. I think it's she's 74. You know, people get to a certain age. Sometimes they have, trouble controlling their facilities. You give them the benefit of the doubt, right? But two times, no. The homeowner says he does have an ongoing issue with the neighborhood HOA. Well, there you go. Though court documents show that he admitted to deputies that he did not know any members of the HOA personally and wasn't aware she was an HOA member at the time of the incident. The woman has reportedly stepped down from the neighborhood HOA. Yeah, it'd be a little embarrassing, you know? And if you live in an HOA, a little neighborhood, I've got friends who live in an HOA, you're marked. People will remember you and know you and point you out on the sidewalk. There's the serial pooper. There she is. She's also been charged with criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and public nudity. All misdemeanor crimes. So there you go. Crazy, crazy story of a neighborhood serial pooper. 937-457-1290 is our telephone number. Don't forget, go to my Facebook page. There is a link to Dayton.com's Best of Dayton. And on there, there's two categories that I'd like you to vote for. One is Best High School Mascot. My alma mater, Beaver Creek Beaver, Bucky the Beaver, is up for Best High School Mascot. And also while you're there, if you click on media personality, and this is in the around town category, media personality, you'll see my name in there. So if you feel so inclined, vote for the Beaver and then vote for me. I'd appreciate it.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I'm just trying to make a living.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. You know, I love edgeheads. That's, of course, what we affectionately call those who listen to this show. Because they always have great ideas. Somebody on the live stream just made, this was a great idea. You know how there's the sex registration list? Like if you're a sex offender, you have to register. Same thing for serial poopers. That lady in New Palestine, Indiana, dropping deuce in her neighborhood, not once, not twice, or maybe more times, who knows? Maybe she's only been caught twice on camera. But she got busted. Now they should make her register. Wherever she goes, whatever neighborhood she moves to, people will get alert in their mailbox or on their phone. Serial pooper has moved into the neighborhood. Chris in Pickway. Chris.
Hey, how you doing, Todd? You cheese it?
Oh, I'll give you. Oh, hang on. I'll give you. There you go.
Okay, I tried to call in Monday, but it was a little late. I was on hold, but the show ended, and I didn't get to talk to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, the daggone news. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
It is. It is what it is. But anyway.
The fictional, companies and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I had a list, like the top 20 fictional companies from TV or movies that people said they would like to work for.
I have one, and I hope it's on the list. Acme.
Acme.
From Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it wasn't in the top 20, but that, for sure, that would be a great company to work for. I would enjoy that.
The bat
yeah.
suit, the foldable, disappearing black holes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you get to play with dynamite? It's great.
Yeah, instant earthquake pills.
Yes, yes. That would be a great business to work for. The company that I wanted to work for, the fictional company, I think it was number five on the list. It was Wonka.
Oh, of
yeah,
course.
The Wonka chocolate factory.
I just love to hang out with the Oompa Loompas.
Okay, now you're making it weird, Chris. All right.
Thank you for the call, sir.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later. 937-457-1290. I don't want to jinx this, but I have my Contraflow parody song completed. And I'm not going to play the whole thing because I checked and we don't have any issues with the Contraflow lane right now. Thank goodness. But I'm just going to play a little clip, just a little taste. But when we do end up having issues, maybe I shouldn't even play a clip. Should I play a tease? No? Ron, you say no, Ron?
No, I think you should wait till like 6:30 to do that when there's less volume out there.
Oh, so
and
just
less
in
of
case
a chance.
So unless
know.
So in case I do kind of jinx it.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of negative publicity on
right.
on the Evening Edge.
The blowback.
Right.
The blowback. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll just wait. You know, I'll bide my time. That's what I'll do. All right. Thank you for that. That was a great suggestion there, Ron.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Everybody, could I have your attention, please?
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Now, hold on, dummy. Just you listen to me.
Now, listen to me carefully.
You boys got something to say to me? Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I just played a little snippet, a little tease, if you will, a morsel of my new Contraflow Lane parody song. And some people on the live stream trying to twist my arm to play the whole thing for them. I'll tell you what. There's only people watching the live stream right now. 15! We get that up to 50, I'll play it. I'll play it on the live stream. But I don't want to play it on the air quite yet. I don't want to jinx it. So, you want to hear it? Hop on the live stream. So, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. A week or two ago, we had a story. I guess I could play the good dog. I mean, it's sad, but he was a good dog. I'm talking about Kevin the Great Dane.
I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog. I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good, I'm a real, well, I'm a real, I'm a good dog.
Sad news about Kevin.
I'm a real good dog, see, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog, I'm a good dog.
Well, Kevin the Great Dane, he lived in Des Moines, Iowa. And just a couple of weeks ago, he was named the Guinness Book Records as the tallest living dog. So this dog from his, what do they call it, the hinds? Is that it? From his neck down to his feet. Let's just say, do it that way. 3 feet, 2 inches tall. And that it's not the world record for being the tallest ever. But he was the living, the tallest living dog. This dog named Kevin. By the way, named after Macaulay Culkin's character in the movie Home Alone. But unfortunately, he didn't hold on to that record very long. He died. He died this last week. Apparently, he became ill, and he went in for a surgery, and he didn't make it through. It's just awful. It's just awful. But I wanted to bring that up, not to bring the show down, but we just talked about him. Life is fleeting. Life is even for a dog. So condolences to the folks there who owned Kevin. No, the new record holder is presently. We have some Breaking the Law news.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Well, we're up to 18 now on the live stream, so you got a ways to go. This is nuts. People that play video games, you know, I've played video games. Parker, my producer's played video games. He's not a big gamer, but he's played them before. I'm sure Ron Otto down there in the newsroom, I think Q-Bert, if I'm not mistaken. That's his favorite game, Q-Bert. People get wrapped up into video games. This is nuts. A 20-year-old New Jersey man has been arrested for allegedly flying to Florida to attack a fellow gamer with a hammer following an online altercation. He hopped on a plane, flew down to Florida to take out it. He got into a snip with there in on the game. This is unreal. The pair had gotten into a argument after meeting in the virtual fantasy world of Archage. I don't know. The guy's name, Edward Kang, K-A-N-G, Ed Kang. Ed Kang is now facing a second-degree murder charge after the assault unfolded early Sunday in Fernandina Beach, Florida. Which left the victim with severe but non-life-threatening head injuries. Cops say the victim's stepfather reported being awoken in the middle of the night by screams for help. He went to investigate, and he allegedly found his stepson on the ground with a physical struggle with Kang. Cops say Kang and the victim had never met in person but were acquainted through this game called Archage, which the police described as a fantasy-based, massively multiplayer online game, or an MMO, where players interact in an immersive virtual world similar to World of Warcraft. What? I like Q-Bert. Let's just stick. Cops don't know what transpired between the victim and the suspect during the game, and something made the suspect want to hop on a plane to Florida and injure the other individual. I want to know what the backstory is. I can't imagine somebody being so angry because of what might occur during a video game that they would be inclined to hop on a plane, pay a ticket, arrive, I'm assuming, stop at a hardware store, pick up a hammer, call an Uber, go to this person's house. He must have had the address, obviously, and then bust into the house in the middle of the night and attack him. There's got to be something behind there. Ron?
I can't confirm this, but I think in that game, you get extra coins if you bop other players in the head with a hammer.
In real life or part of the game? Or is that part of the game?
I said I can't confirm.
You can't confirm it. So maybe this is a new level to the game where you take the imagination, the fantasy world of being online, and you bring it into the real life, into the real world.
Or he could have just been a jerk. I don't know.
Well, that's probably it. Probably it. I think that there was something sexual. I think something was going on, because that's the kind of thing that would incite someone to hop on a plane and fly, you know, and attack someone with a hammer. I can't imagine it's just a stupid game. There's got to be something there.
Yeah, when you're in a game and something bad happens, you get mad, you throw the controller, and then you're over it after an hour or whatever. But
right.
If it's really bad,
got to be something.
This is premeditated.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, now to
100%.
You, it's not a drop of the hat thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there's something to it, but we'll see. Maybe we'll get more on that. Let's see, we're up to 22 now. Boy, the live stream moving slow, trying to get to 50. They want to hear the Contraflow song. You're going to have to do better. We got some mail to talk about here.
And it's time for mail call.
Master, I have mail for you.
The fan mail.
Oh, I'm a big fan of yours.
The mail is here.
Your hate mailbox is full.
If you'd like to send me an email, eveningedgetodd@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Messenger at eveningedgetodd. Hey, Todd, tonight I went, let me start again. Hey, Todd, tonight I was on YouTube and went down a rabbit hole and ended up finding a video I just had to send you. We're about the same age, so I'm sure you remember Hervé Velázquez. Fantasy Island's tattoo, of course. I love it. I play this clip from time to time. Everybody remembers him. I knew that he was an actor, but had no idea he was also a singer. Please, please, please play this on your show. The Edgeheads out there will thank you. I think it might be from the Merv Griffin Show. I love your show and listen every night on my way home from work. Thank you. Dennis in Fairborn. So he sent me the link, and this is a, this might be a keeper for the show. You know, I find these weird songs online, and sometimes in Dennis's case, you know, they send them to me, and I'm like, oh, I got to keep that. I got to play that. Here is Hervé Velázquez singing a song called Why.
Why do people have to fight?
Why do people have to fight, Hervé?
Why don't they learn to do what's right?
Man. This is golden.
Why do they hurt each other so?
This could be the theme to a feature
Why
of some sort.
Don't they know what children know?
We have a story about a couple of people in a fist fight. This would be the perfect. Ron Otto down there at the lighter or his cell phone light. Kumbaya. Wow. Well, Dennis, that is golden. I'm going to have to hold on to that and use it later.
The Evening Edge with Todd Host.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
At best, you're an underachiever at a local radio station.
The Evening Edge with Todd Host.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
If you'd like to go see the Beach Boys and sit in the third row, I got tickets for you. They're going to be playing at the Fraze Pavilion on July 1st. That's next Monday. So, if you'd like to go, caller number 5. And we'll hook you up with tickets. I mentioned last night, that's the first concert I ever went to. Saw them at Timberwolf in Kings Island. And I want to say, what year was that? Probably like 83? 82, 83, maybe 84? That was fun. That was my first show, for sure. Let's see, we got some Cal news. The Cowspiracy moves on. Well, this caught my attention. You remember a couple years ago, maybe it's probably a decade by now, they made the big to-do about cows and their gas. Cows emit what they say is methane. It's methane, and it's somehow causing the greenhouse effect, and the cows are out to kill us. And I think we've all talked about that on the show, right? Many times. Well, now... the country of Denmark is taking steps to try to curb cow methane greenhouse gas. They have decided, and I just saw that Fox was talking about this. They are going to charge farmers $100 per head of cows as a tax in an effort to try to reduce the amount of methane coming from the cows. So their hope is there will be less cows because people won't want to spend $100 per head of cattle. This is what they're trying to do. Monday, Denmark's government agreed to tax carbon dioxide emissions from livestock at a rate of $17 per ton. And somehow the math comes down to $100 per head. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Farmers there in the EU have been criticizing environmental regulations for years and have warned that such policies could be implemented and blasted it. So I guess that's the next step. They're going to start taxing farmers for their cows.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Have you ever heard of this guy?
It's Todd.
It's Todd, honey.
He's funny.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7. On the radio?
You can tell she likes Todd for Todd.
He's a nut. Real character, that one.
Todd, let's do this.
Get the show started.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up. You can watch the show if you'd like. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Right now, we've got about 18 people watching the live stream. Why does that number matter? Because last hour, I promised, if we can get that number to 50... I would play my new Contraflow Lane parody song, inspired by Edgeheads themselves. Gave me the idea to use this particular song. But anyway, if we can get that number up to 50, I'll play it. I'm not playing it because there's no issue with the Contraflow Lane, knock on wood. Don't want to jinx it. But like I said, if we get to 50, I'll play it. I'll play it. 937-457-1290. Coming up this hour, we got some naked news. We got a Florida man story and a creeper down in Texas we're going to talk about. This morning, I was up a bit early, and I was listening to Larry Hanskin on Miami Valley's Morning News with Brittany and Jeremy and Jake. And they were talking about a story. I just heard him briefly mention this. A woman in the U.K., who has pica. And now, if you don't know what pica is, that is a condition. I don't know if you'd call it an addiction. It's certainly a condition where you eat things that shouldn't be eaten. One great example is chalk. For some reason, there are people out there who like eating chalk. I've not known anyone personally who has pica, though Lily, this is Lily, my dog, she does, we think she has pica because she loves munching down on toilet paper. She'll sneak into the bathroom and unroll the toilet paper and just go to town. Luna, on the other hand, no interest. But I would imagine that might not necessarily be pica, but it's something that dogs do. But either way, that's the condition where you eat things that you shouldn't be eating. But the story they were talking about is a 39-year-old British woman named Patrice. And now this last name, this is great. It's R-A-M-G-O-O-L-A-M. Ramgoolam. Ramgoolam. Patty Ramgoolam. She says she's addicted to eating, ready for this, sand, bricks, and cement. She calls the aforementioned her comfort blanket. Wow. And of course, doctors say, you know, you shouldn't be eating that. That's not something you should be eating. But she says she likes the taste of mortar, sand, and bricks. And it makes her happy. Her addiction is so much that she often finds herself staring at the walls in her house and often breaking them to eat the contents inside the wall. If she's a renter, she ain't getting her deposit back. I mean, eating the walls. I just thought dogs did stuff like that. Or rabbits. Her husband was also reportedly shocked to learn about his wife's unusual habit. How long, when they started dating, you know, like, was he just not aware at all? There's got to be some clue, right? There's got to be some clue that the person you're dating likes eating bricks or taking chunks off the wall, right? There's got to be some sign that you would see. Reports of this story said that her husband did not know of her addiction when they got together, but when he found out, requested her to stop eating cements and bricks and sand, as he got to know her better. But she didn't stop. I think that'd be a breaking point for me, you know? I mean, look, there's all kinds of levels of crazy out there. I get it. And if this is truly an addiction, then it needs to be treated as an addiction. Some sort of, you know, I don't know. Some sort of intervention, you know. Her friends come together. You got to stop eating the walls. You got to stop eating bricks. She says she's been unable to get or unable to let go of her habit and faces difficulty not doing it, despite knowing that it's causing harm to her health and body in several ways. The condition, according to doctors, as I said, pica, and as part of it, people tend to eat things that are not usually meant to be eaten. I've heard of chalk. I've heard of paper, obviously. I've heard of crayons. But I've never heard of somebody eating bricks. I mean, that's got to be just horrendous for your teeth. And I wonder how long she was doing this before she met her husband. Or maybe, I wonder, maybe she started after she met him. Maybe there's something about him that makes her want to eat sand or cement. Oh, no, wait, here it is. She's 39. She's 39. She says she started eating cement and bricks when she was 18. 20 years of eating cement and concrete and sand. How does she have any teeth left? Do you just suck on the brick until it dissolves? Somebody try that. Go out in your garage, find a brick, break a piece off, and just suck on it for a while. Get back to me. Let me know how it goes. That is crazy. But that, I mean, that would be a deal breaker for me. If I started dating somebody and it became known that they were eating bricks and walls and sand, that'd be like if I found out somebody that I, you know, was dating was using drugs. I mean, sure, it's not the same, but cement, you know, bricks, mortar, it'd be dangerous to go out to dinner with somebody like that. You know, the waitress comes. Would you like a starter? Would you like an appetizer? Yes, I would. I'd like a piece of that wall over there. Can you put that in a basket and bring it to the table?
It's crazy.
Crazy. Parker, do you have a comment on this?
I just, Michael, about the dating thing. And, you know, somebody married this woman? I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
What's that like if you go over, you know, if you're the guy, you go over to her house, are there just holes in
her
walls?
Well, see, this is what I'm saying.
Is that not a red flag to some people?
There had to be some sort of sign, right? And I wonder if this is like, if he's constantly having to spackle the wall, you know, it's like he goes away on a business trip. He comes back and she's eating her way through the bathroom wall, or, you know, how about tile? That's kind of, isn't that got some of the same material? I wonder if she's tried tile, porcelain tile. That's just nuts. So that was an interesting story that I heard. Larry didn't get into it this deeply. I heard him mention British woman pica eating cement. I thought, oh, I got to Google that. And I found the story. Let's see. We got 27 people now watching the live stream. We need to get to 50, and I'll play the Contraflow Lane song. If not, we'll just have to wait until there's an issue with the Contraflow Lane. We got another piece of mail I want to get to.
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for Mail Call.
Message for you, son.
You should see a fan mail.
You got a message.
I got your letter.
Amazing what you can accomplish by mail.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
That is a great comment off the live stream. Did he bring her a box of rocks instead of roses or chocolates? That is quality. Here's a little heart-shaped box full of stones. If you'd like to shoot me an email, eveningedgetodd@gmail.com or at eveningedgetodd. Hey, Todd, I saw this on Reddit. It's a thread about weird names parents give their kids. I've heard you talk about this before and thought you'd be interested in seeing it. Great show. Keep it up, Sherry and Troy. Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, this comes up from time to time. Strange stories where parents think they're being creative or unique or whatever and give their kid some weird name. A couple of times in some countries, the court steps in and says, no, you can't name your kid Jabberwocky or whatever it would be. You can't do that. But this Reddit story, it's a teacher commenting. As a teacher, these are some of the most interesting names I've encountered for students this year. And she gives five. Number five on the list was a girl named Fick. F-I-C-K. Number four on the list, a girl named Tech. And she in her message, she says, had to check the roster because I figured it had to be short for something. But no, it was just Tech. T-E-C. Number three, a boy named Brian. Brian with a G. Number two, My Kiss. This was for a boy. My, capital M-Y, apostrophe, capital K-I-S-S. My Kiss. And then the number one that she listed, a boy named Omini. O-M-E-A-N-E, pronounced Omini. Omini. Dinner time. Omini sounds like somebody that would have pica and eat rocks.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
O.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
From a psychological standpoint, the radio station represents a link to normalcy.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Over the weekend, my wife and I were out running around, and I saw something for the first time I'd never seen before. You know, it's garage sale season, and I haven't been to a garage sale in quite a long time. But I saw a garage sale sign that said they accepted credit cards. That's the first time I've ever seen that. Now, it makes sense because people have, you know, the apps on their phone and they have that, forget what it's called that they use. You can plug into your phone and you can swipe credit cards. You know, like if you got a little craft business and you're out at a show or something. I forget what they call that. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool because I've often driven by garage sales and thought, ooh, that looks, I like that. But I don't have cash on me. 937-457-1290. Randy and Troy. What's up, Randy?
Hey, Todd. I just want to give you a little context here.
Okay.
I'll be 75 years old in a week.
Okay.
When I was a baby, my mom told me that I used to crawl out to the coal pile and eat coal.
Really?
Yes.
Eat coal.
And she's got pictures to prove it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty unusual. I did see a story when I was kind of looking at that woman there in the UK who eats cement, that there was a story. There was some guy who says he has pica and he eats charcoal.
Well, I don't know whether this relates or not, but I had that disease where your bones are real soft. And they said that I was looking for the right minerals to strengthen my body.
So just started picking stuff off the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe this will help.
I don't remember it because I was just a baby.
Yeah, I got you.
I got pictures of it.
I got you. All right, Randy. I hope you're not eating coal anymore.
No.
Good.
Not heard that.
Good. All right. Have a good one, my friend. All right. So I said that if we got to 50, I would play the Contraflow Lane song, the new parody. I just completed it today. We're only at 29 on the live stream. I said, if we get to 50 viewers, I'd do it. However, Edgehead Rusty says that there is a backup is starting to form in the Contraflow Lane near Dryden Road. Now, I'm going to trust Rusty's word on this. So I'm going to play the song coming up out of the news.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O-D-D-H-O-L-L-S-T.
I can remember that.
Locally grown. Seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Could this day get any more fantastic?
Let's get on with it.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Here goes nothing.
Between two walls of concrete again. A collision. Screeching tires means another highway mishap. Oh yeah. Tempers. Her anger grips the wheel with no escape. Oh yeah. Shut down. Minutes pass by like hours stuck in traffic. Yeah. Contraflow calls me crashing night and day. Ooh, and we don't know if we'll make it through unscathed.
Well, there you go. <laughs> 20 minutes worth of work right there. Somebody said it sounds like Elvis trying to sound like Eddie Vedder. Yeah, that's about right. Oh, man. You think that might be my best rod? I don't know. I'm partial to the Wapakoneta song. Just because it's fun saying Wapakoneta. More fun than saying Contraflow. Anyway, it is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. You can watch live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We got some naked news to talk about.
First, we both get naked.
Let's get naked.
Why are you naked?
I didn't know you were naked.
He saw me naked.
I think we should get naked.
Be naked.
I am naked.
So the first naked news story takes place in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I guess right now going on, and I'm not sure how accurate this is, because there's a time of the year when Alaska is, it's always lit up, right? It's no night because of the tilting of the planet. And maybe it's during that time right now. When you think about it, it makes sense because it is summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere. So I guess, yeah, it'd probably be, right? Isn't that make sense? Jason, do you have any idea? Jason down there, is he, he's not doing anything, not paying attention. No, but I wonder if now's that time of the year. But anyway, the Fairbanks Midnight Sun festivities, according to the story, can get a bit rowdy. I would imagine, people in Alaska are a different sort of breed, right? And if you are in light 24/7 and you can't escape it, I would imagine that would make you a little nutty, a little bit like being in complete darkness 24/7. This happened on June 22nd. I guess it takes time for news to travel from Alaska. Alaska state troopers received a call that a naked man wielding a sledgehammer was walking around the area of Army Road in Fairbanks. Situation quickly escalated when the man allegedly used the sledgehammer to smash his way into one of the homes and stole a resident's dog, a small dog. Troopers arrived on the scene. A 31-year-old Fairbanks resident, Brian Senti, was arrested and charged with burglary, theft, assault, drunken disorderly, and was arrested. The dog was recovered unharmed, though. So that's good news. But the last thing you want is a drunken, naked man coming through your door with a sledgehammer, for sure. The second story comes from Indianapolis. Parker Testa, my producer tonight, from Indy. Employees at an East Side McDonald's. Did you grow up on the east or west or north or south?
So I grew up in a suburb, but it was on the north side of town.
Okay, so yep. Maybe this wouldn't have been your McDonald's.
No, it wouldn't.
Employees at an East Side McDonald's told cops that a naked woman jumped out of a car and threw two bricks through the restaurant's windows before speeding up. Now, wait a second. Hang on. I wonder if this woman who did this was last Friday, could this be the woman from the UK who has the pica and the condition where she eats bricks and cement? Wouldn't that be a weird twist if that was the woman and she was unhappy because the bricks were undercooked? That doesn't explain her being nude, though. Employees told cops that a nude woman leapt out of a white car with two bricks in her hands and chucked them through the two large windows. Damage to the restaurant's windows estimated around $15,000. Those are big windows. Those, you know what I'm talking about? Restaurant, big glass windows with the McDonald's logo. They say after throwing the bricks, the suspect reportedly jumped back in the white car, which drove away from the popular food chain. Doesn't say, though, whether or not she was the driver or if she was a passenger in the car. That would make a difference to me. I mean, from the story standpoint, was she naked driving and threw two bricks, or was she a passenger? Like, did she take her clothes off? Because we've had this, maybe, I think it was sometime last week, we had a couple of stories sort of in rapid succession over a few days where people were becoming unhinged, super, super angry. Something set them off. And in their anger, in that moment, they just took off their clothes. So I wonder if that's this situation. And I feel like this is a trend where people out in public are having meltdowns, and for whatever reason, they're compelled to get naked. If somebody would like to have a meltdown out in front of the building, Parker would appreciate that. But police did not have a detailed description of the vehicle, and they're on the lookout for a brick buck naked woman. Jim in Miamisburg. Hey, Jim.
Hey, it's DoorDash and Jim again. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Did you hear the story earlier about the DoorDash? I think it was a DoorDash car that crashed into a garage in Middletown over the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to call him earlier about that, but I was too busy dashing.
Yeah, well, you just make sure your car's in park and not neutral, my friend.
I have a story about that. It's funny enough.
Sure.
I was dashing one time, and I pulled up to a person's house, and it was on a little incline. And I was having trouble getting my shifter in the park. And sometimes it wouldn't go all the way in. There was something to do with a couple screws. But anyway, I thought I had it in the park, and I walked across the street to deliver the pizza, and I turned around, and my car was going back downhill.
Oh, no. Now, were you able to catch up with it, or
did
it hit something and stop, or what?
No, and all the pizza was fine, too, so everything worked out. I was able to
As long as the pizza survived, that's all that matters. Never mind your car, never mind a house that it might crash into, the pizza survived.
I dashed in a Lincoln Town car, so I don't want it to get hurt.
Well, that's you dash in a Lincoln Town car?
Yeah, I like to live it up pretty good. So
that's like bow tie service right there. That's pretty cool. But it says here you were going to comment on naked women. Is that what you?
Yeah, you already said something about it. You were talking about the naked people or people getting mad and they get naked. So
yeah.
I figured that's what was going on.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I've seen a number of stories where people have these public meltdowns. And for whatever reason, they feel inclined to just strip off their clothes. And I don't know if that's some psychological thing where it's or a coping mechanism or what. And I'm sort of being serious here because it keeps happening. And I've never been so angry that I felt like taking off my clothes, but I guess it's possible.
I guess if you get hot enough, you got to take them off. I don't know.
Sure, sure. Or maybe you're just like you're throwing a fit, your arms going in all kinds of crazy directions, and your clothes are restricting.
Right.
That could be, Jim. All right. Well, thank you. If you see a Lincoln Town car out there dashing, it's probably Jim. Edgehead Jim.
That's right.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your call. That line's open, 937-457-1290. My wife shared this story with me Christmas time on the Hallmark Channel. I know it's only June. I know. But did you see this story that there's going to be a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie? And it's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story. And the plot of this is going to sort of revolve around the actual football team, the Kansas City Chiefs, and a contest that a superfan wins. And the superfan, played by an actress, Tyler Hines, she goes to interview to try to get this gig as the number one fan. And the person that she's interviewing with, Derek... Is that right? No. Let's see. Oh, Ed Begley Jr. Apparently, there's sparks. There's sparks. It's not quite Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, but it's close. It's close.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
for our devoted listeners. Back to the show.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Jeff, watching the live stream, makes a great point about this notion that for some reason, people recently, when they get very angry, mad, they have a meltdown in public. We've had a number of stories where people are getting naked, like they just strip right off. And I think he makes a great point that maybe that's a way of trying to diffuse the situation. If you're in a fight or an argument with somebody, if you just strip right there, that would probably end whatever confrontation was going on. Just like right there. I'm going to try that. Next time I get into an argument. Public, clothes are coming off. Shout out to John, Edgehead John in Bellbrook. Sent me a picture, and I'm going to do some research. This looks to be a minivan of some sort that may have crashed into a house in Middletown. Right through the front door. This was posted on the Centerville, Kettering, and Neighbors Facebook page. It says, not in Kettering, but this is Middletown, from the way people are talking online. Someone ran from the scene. So we will see. I called the newsroom during the commercial break, and they didn't have the details on it. So maybe this just happened. Looks like maybe it's happened in the last hour or so. But we'll get into it and find out, and we'll talk about it tomorrow night if, in fact, this is true. We do have the picture. I just don't know exactly where in Middletown, if that's the case. That'd be two for Middletown. All right. Well, thanks for watching the show tonight, listening to the show on radio. And you can catch the podcast of this show wherever you find your favorite podcast or at eveningedgetodd.com. And, of course, you can go back and watch the live stream if you like, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Everybody likes reruns, right? Have a terrific night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, show's over, folks. Thanks for coming.
Good show, old man.
Bravo. That was wonderful.
Game over, man.
Peace out.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.